Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseya al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength. Our strength.
Uzenu. Harninu lelohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov. Hari'u lelohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways! I should soon have subdued their enemies, and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied.
And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
In the Christian tradition, based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e., the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15. And Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of David, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, and they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers. It was thus the first church of the Nazarene. Our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Lord Jesus, it is you who wakes me up every day. And I am forever grateful for your love. This is why I pray. You let me touch so many people, and it's all for the good. I influenced so many children. I never thought that I would. And I couldn't take credit for the love they get, because it all comes from you, Lord. I'm just the one that's giving it. And when it seems like the pressure gets to be too much, take time out and pray. Lord, I am not perfect by a long shot. I confess to you, dear. But I work hard every day, and I hope that you hear. In my heart, I mean well. But if you'll help me to grow, then what I have in my heart begins to show. And when I get going, I'm not looking back for nothing, because I will know where I'm headed. I'm so tired. I stand before you, a weakened version of your reflection, begging for direction, for my soul needs resurrection. I don't deserve what you've given me, but you never took it from me, because I am grateful, and I use it, and I do not worship money. If what you want from me is to bring your children to you, my regret is only having one life to do it, instead of two.
I would never give the power to a bald head. Run, come, crucify the dread. Time alone, oh, time will tell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell. Think you're in heaven, but you're living in hell.
Bless Beab, Ubu, Manfat, Sagu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infants cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Dear Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, and the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
This I pray. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment, accepting the heart is a piece. I know I'm not saying that I want it, but he who trusts in the Most High, by His death Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love it surround me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, if it lies on my journey, yeah, I should stumble and fall. Make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Thanks for another day. Thank you for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent they give me, for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing where you throw up on my jaw. Jah Jah, your love is around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey, yeah, I should stumble and fall. Make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah. Living one day at a time, enjoying every moment, accepting the hardships of peace. I know I'm not saying that I want it, yeah. But he who trusts in the Most High, by His side Jah will always abide. Jah Jah love, it's around me evermore. This my prayer every time I rise. Yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept the things I can't change, and the courage to change the things I can. Yeah, and if in life on my journey, yeah, I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Thanks for the obstacles, they're moving out the way. Thank you for the talent for you give me, so for open up my mouth and express myself in a different way. Thank you for mama, thanks for dada. Thank you for the blessing that you throw up on me, Jah. Jah Jah, your love, it's around me evermore. So every day my prayers are for sure. Yeah, yeah, Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah, and in this life on my journey, if I should stumble and fall, make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah, stumble and fall, and make me wiser than the man I already am. Yeah, 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 Lord, give me serenity to accept that which I can't change, and the courage to change that which I can. Yeah.
Y የሰማይ አባታችን ሆይ በሰማይ የምትኖር ስምህ ይቀደስ መንግስትህ ትምጣ ፈቃድህ በሰማይ እንደሆነች እንዲሁም በምድር ትሁን የዕለት እንጀራችንን ስጠን ዛሬ በደላችንንም ይቅር በለን እኛ የበደለንን ይቅር እንደምንል አቤቱ ወደ ፈተናም አታግባን ከክፉ ሁሉ አድነን እንጂ መንግስት ያንተ ናትና ኃይል ምስጋና ለዘላለም
Patrick Meech around my Bendigo Work out in the fire and you never get burned Yeah Our Father who art in heaven Hallowed be thy name Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth As it is in heaven Give us this day, O daily bread And forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Yeah. Patrick Beach around Abendigo, we're cast in the fire and they never get burned. Yeah. Our Father who art in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all those evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever, yeah. For and glory, y'all. Patrick Meacher, round of Bendigo. Gospel of fire, and the never get burned, yeah. Danny will cast in the lion's den, and yet he will deliver. Yeah. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive those who trespass against us, and lead us not into temptation. Yeah. Forgive those that trespass against us. Patrick Meacher, round a Bendigo. We'll cast through the fire and the little bit burn.
Healing of all the nations. Study this, I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong, 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 Shabbat Shalom, Chaverim. Shalom. So here we have Tetzaveh. Tetzaveh. Somebody enunciated it as Tetzaveh, Tetzaveh, Tetzaveh. Or we enunciate it Afro-Semitically as Tetzaveh, Tetzaveh. We'ata, Tetzaveh. We and ata, ata, ata. Speaking directly to a male. Speaking to you, the I male. We'ata and the I male, Tetzaveh. Wa'ata Tetzaveh and the I male command, 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 and thou shalt command. This is the key word here for this 20th sabbatical study, for this Shabbat strong right here, Tetzaveh. So here we have HaMishkan, continuing with the Mishkan. Right, for the continuity purpose here, we had left off previously with Terumah and this free will, Yidreinu Libo. This free will offering of the heart for the materials, right? All the materials, and also the instructions for the construction of the structure known as the Mikdash, known as the sanctuary, known as the holy place, HaMishkan. So here with the HaMishkan, the tabernacle. Now, a couple of key nuances right here, just to kind of touch on right here, as we're going more and more through with the Hebrew. Right, and also, you know, for clarity purposes, with the Negus Neges Targum, you know, with the Book of the Seven Seals, the Mitzvah Kedus, the Royal Amharic, the Mitzvah Kedus as well, that also comes into Inai studies. But here from the groundation, here with the Masorah and the Masoretic Hebrew, right here, we have the Hebrew first words. We'ela, just see that we'ela and these, but it's not the and these sense here, it's and you, and the I, and the I, and the I male, speaking directly to Moshe. Remember, these are the instructions that Moshe was given. Still, he's on the mount, he's on Har Sinai, still on Mount Sinai, he's receiving these instructions. Now, we have this in the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Exodus, here from the Sefer Shemot, you have Wa'ata, 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 and the I, Ata, 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 Wa'ata, Wa'ata, Wa'ata Tetzaveh, and the I command, Wa'ata Tetzaveh, Eta B'nei Yisrael, Ve'yikochu Eleika, Shemen Zayita Zaka Katita La Maor Li Ha Elot Nir Tani. And thou shalt command the B'nai, the sons of Yisrael, the B'nai Yisrael, Weyikohu, that they take, in the sense of bring, take and bring in, Weyikohu Eleika, 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 to the eye, Ka, to the eye male. Shemen. Oil, Zayit Zak, Zayit Zak, katita lama or. Now, there's some specification, specificity, right? Specifics here. We have specifics here. It's shaman, shaman, it's oil, zayit, zak, katit lama or. Right? So we have oil, olive, right? Oil, olive, sure, zak, katit, katit, beaten, right? Beaten, lama or, for the maor, for the light, for the lighting, for the enlightening, for the light, lama or, for the or, lama or, le ha elot, le ha elota ner. Now, the translators, and the translation says to cause the lamb to burn, KJV says always. Here with the Chumash translation says to cause a lamb, to cause a lamb to burn continually. KJV says to cause the lamb. What the Hebrew says, it says, Li ha elot ner tami. So there are three words here. We have Li ha elot. For to ascend, to go up, leha illo, the Allah, Aliyah, illo, Allah, Allah, the Allah, ascension, going up, leha illo, to ascend near, near, near is a lamp. So to cause a lamp, right, a lamp, to ascend tamid, always, to cause a lamp. Now, you can look at this as like a singular collective in the sense of the lamp, but literally saying a lamp, and it's speaking, right, of which lamp are we speaking? To go up, right? Li ha illot, to go up near tani. It's speaking of the shemesh. So now we're looking at ha menorah. We're looking at the menorah. We're looking at the lampstand. And here, in this 20th sabbatical study, it's focusing on that center, talking about the center shaft, that center shaft, the importance of that center shaft, sometimes referred to as the shemesh, shemesh, like the sun, center shaft, li ha elot ner tami, to cause a lamp, a light, a lamp, right, for light. Remember, this is to keep the lamp, the menorah, in the mikdash, in the sanctuary, to burn and burning, I'm say every night, continually to burn, burning continually right here, right? And to cause a lamp to burn, or to cause a lamp to go up. Literally, the lamp had to be lit, had to get be lit, right? So the lamp has to be lit, the light has to be lit, and this lamp here, the ner, li ha elot ner, to cause to ascend lamp, tamid, to cause to ascend lamp continually, always, all the time, regularly. The sense of tamid is regularly, continually, regularly, night after night. The central light, the shemesh, the central, the center shaft, that central light was to burn, was to illuminate, was to ascend, leha'ilot, 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 continually, tamid. The central light was to burn continually, itinually. And from it, from that center, the center, from it, that central lamp, the others, right, the three on this side and the three on the other side. Now, from the previous Torah portion, we get a description. We get a description of the items. We get a description of the instruments. We get a description of the furniture. We get a description, right? Now, here in the continuity, here in building now, here at the 20th, the Kaf, right, Parsha Kaf, or the Parsha is known as Tetzaweh, right, the I command, the I command. I shall command. So now after the detail of HaMishkan, the Mishkan, the dwelling place, also known as the Mikdash. Now some of the names, we need to understand these names. Yes, the names may be interchangeable in a sense. When we say the Mikdash, the sanctuary, right? The sanctuary. And it was in 25 and 8 in the previous Teruma. right? Parasha, right? The sanctuary to make for me a mikdash, a sanctuary that where shakanti, that I may shakanti, that I may dwell. So it's also known as the mishkan, mishkan, the dwelling place. Right now, here as we move on now to the, you say the priestly, what were the priestly servants? Now here, stepping forward with Aharon u'banai, banav, Aaron and his sons, right? And the role of the priest, the role of the priest. Now what's interesting is that here in looking at the Scofield Study Bible, when we get to chapter 28, because we have two verses here, right, from the previous Torah portion, right, from Terumah, we left off at Exodus 27 at verse 19. Right now here we pick up with verse 20, the tabernacle and the 17th item. So here we pick up the 17th item, right, namely the oil for the light. And we have these verses right here. We have these two verses, right? Two verses right here. And thou shalt command the children of Israel, the sons, that they bring the pure oil, olive beaten for the light, to cause the lamp, a lamp to burn or to ascend, to go up, cause a lamp to go up, le ha elot ner tamid, in the tabernacle. Right now, here we have the phrase tabernacle of the congregation. Tabernacle of the congregation is a particular phrase, and we need to note this. For the tabernacle of the congregation, the phrase is ohel moed, moed, ohel, ohel moed, ohel moed, ohel moed. The ohel literally is a tent. The Mo'ed, Mo'ed, the Mo'ed, Mo'ed, right? The Mo'edim, this is the appointed times, the appointments, the Mo'ed, right? The Mo'ed, the seasons, the appointed seasons, the appointed times. So it is the tent of meeting. Often in the Chumash, we get the translation of the tent of meeting, right? In the KJV, it used the phrase tabernacle of the congregation. Now here's where some confusion might be imagined if you hear, you know, the word sanctuary, mikdash, mikdash, literally like a holy place, covering, you know, comprehensively the whole tabernacle, we could say structure, right, called the mikdash, right? Its function is a mishkan, is a dwelling place. But its function also is a tent of meeting, a tent of appointment, the ohel moed, moed. So that phrase, you need to note that, Chavarim, you need to note that, tabernacle of congregation, the ohel moed, ohel moed, literally being the tent of meeting. Note that right there. So we have three particular phrases so far that describe this structure that we're receiving the instruction, right? And there's a command for a construction to build Yahweh Jehovah, a set apart, a holy space. Now the connection of the sanctuary, the mikdash, and the lib, the heart, levav, levav, labav, the heart, heartical. So it's a tabernacle, right? The dwelling place, his dwelling place is heartical. Now here we have the Hebrew, you say the sign language, what is being described, even the Hebrew, you say the Hebrew metaphysics, right? The metaphysics that's being described right here is continuing on the same idea even from the previous parsha, even from Terumah. We have that sanctuary, that holy place, which is describing in the Brit Chadasha sense, the heart, creating that space, that place, in the center, in the heart. This is why from the previous Torah portion, the first thing described in the beginning of the instructions was the ark. The ark was the first thing described, right? It all began with the ark, right? It all began with the ark. It all begins with Ha'aron, right? And Elohim begins, the true God begins from himself, working outward toward man. So in that description, he begins from himself. He begins from that central place, that innermost of the innocent. So he is beginning from there to reach us in the outward, calling us inward and showing us the way of the approach. What is the way of the approach of the worshipper, beginning right from himself and moving towards Elohim. So Elohim beginning from himself and moving to us, moving to I and I, moving to we. And we now beginning from ourself and moving to he who be who he be. But the pattern, see, it's the important thing is the pattern. The pattern, the pattern, the pattern, according to all that I shew thee. The pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of the instruments thereof. Even so, like so, even so shall ye y'all make. Even so shall y'all make it. So here, just to reflect on the previous for the continuity purposes, right here we have verse 9. Right, we have verse 9, Exodus chapter 25, verse 9. Kukol asherani mar'e otika etatavni tahamishkan we etatavni tokola kalayo we ken ta'isu. So we have, according to all that I show thee, that he would show to Moshe, kukol asher ani mar'e otika, mar'e, ani, I, mar'e, showing otika to the eye, male, to Moshe, eight tavnit ha-mishkan, the pattern of the, what's the word? Mishkan, ha-mishkan, ha, the mishkan, the tavnit, tavnit, ha-mishkan. So the pattern is the tavnit. You see, the tavnit is like the building. From the Bana, where the Bana root, the build, Tavnit, 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 the building, right, the building code right here, the building code of the dwelling place. And this is the verse after verse 8, where it says, and let them make me, make I a sanctuary, where asu li mikdash, make a mikdash. So we have these two descriptions right here, the mikdash, a sanctuary, a holy place, where shakanti betokam, he says that I may dwell, shakanti, right? And then in the next verse, we have ha-mishkan, we have the tavnit, the pattern of the mishkan, and the pattern where eta tavnit takola kalayo, and the pattern of all the instruments, the furniture, the instruments, wakain ta'isu, even so shall ye, like this, right, like this, even so shall y'all make it. So the pattern, right, so the duplication of the command to make only has the purpose of expressing the emphasis and the urgency. There's an urgency, right, there's an urgency, right, this command, right, referring to the furniture, the instruments, since it has already been stated, let them make me a holy place, a mikdash, right? First thing to set apart a place. So we can't even look at the words, the order of the revelation from mikdash, sanctuary, Exodus 25 and 8. Then we have Exodus 25 and 9, ha-mishkan, mishkan, the dwelling place that's intimately connected with Exodus 25 and 8, where he says, that I may dwell. So from the Hebraic perspective, that I may dwell, right? So it's a dwelling place. We use words like, say, tabernacle. Maybe more better, it should be the pattern of the dwelling place, or the indwelling, the abiding, that sense of abiding, dwelling, abiding. So now we can trace this straight from the Berit Yeshana, from the Old Testament scripture, to the Berit Chadasha, to the renewed covenant scripture, that abiding, that dwelling, the sense of abiding, abide, dwell, dwelling, abiding. Take note of those are key words that get right to, you say, straight to the Hebraic sense of it, right? And around some of the translators. You know, translators may have some flourishes that may make it, you know, more appetizing or appealing in the English, but sometimes the wording of it, it clouds the meaning. Remember, we're looking at a pattern. We're three builders. We're called to, Moshe is called here, and the B'nai Yisrael are called to build something, right? Build something. So we can look at this in the natural sense, right? The first thing being the earthly type, right? Of building something. So there is a vision, right? Write down the vision. The vision is written down, right? A point of reference, right? And here studying the instructions. The instructions for the construction of that structure. But the question right here is, what is that structure? And what is the order of the revelation? As he says, Kukol Asha Ani Mar'eh Oteka. He says, according to all, Kukol Asha, according to that which Ani, I, Mar'eh, show otika, show the eye male, etatavnita mishkan, the pattern of the dwelling place of the mishkan, where etatavnita kola talayo, and the pattern of all the furniture, all the instruments, all the furniture, where kenata isu. And even so, with Cain, Ha'isu, shall y'all do. So it's important, right, to see, right, the pattern, right, to see, to behold the pattern, right? You know, they said that builders and architects and creative people and artistic people often see, right, they can see that vision. They see the vision of what they're about to do before they do it. Some even singers and performers I hear, you know, even see, they're able to see that within their mind's eye, within their heart and their mind, they see that they have done it. Gymnasts and others do this as well, right? To see it, right, before, you could say being it or bringing it into being. Right, this is artistic folk, and being artistic folk myself among the folks, you know, I'm sure ones and ones hopefully can testify to seeing it beforehand, right? Or even a cook, someone who cooks, right? You know what this tastes like, and that tastes like all the different elements by themselves, and somebody describe a recipe, you know, you already see it, or you taste it in that sense of seeing the taste. Right, so the vision, we're talking about the vision, right? The vision, how to vision the people are loose living. Some translators translate that the people perish, but I think a more better translation is that, you know, without a vision, the people are loose living. We could get into the, you know, the Hebrew, you know, the particulars, right? We can touch on some of the particulars of that, but the vision is very important, right? The vision, right? What is the vision, right? Without a vision. And also to write the vision, right? Write the vision. Do you recall that word right there, right? That says to write the vision. Right? Habakkuk 2 and 2. And Yahuwah Jehovah answered I. He answered I and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables. Right, like tablets, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Right, that you may run the program, like in the modern computer, right, the modern technology. Right, you have a software, you download a software, and you download it, and it's an EXE, it's an executable file, like an executable file, and then you hit it, or it'll come up automatically and say, run program, do you want to run this? And Jehovah said to I, right, he answered and said, write the vision, right, and make it plain upon tables, right, upon tables, that he may run, right, may run, that readeth, right, that readeth it. So reading is very important, right, education is the key, right, even from ancient times, right, to modern times. Glory be His Majesty. Education is the key. So this is the education here in Torah. Our Torah and the Torah, the direction instructions. And these direction instructions, firstly for a holy place, a sanctuary. And the sanctuary, the purpose of the sanctuary is a dwelling place for he who be we be Hakadosh Baruch Rukasha. Right? And then as we now come to Tetzaweh, to the 20th sabbatical study, this Torah portion reading and feeding, what is brought out even more so is this sense and this idea of a Ohel Moed. Ohel Moed. The Ohel is literally the tent, the literal tent of the Moed. Now, this is interesting because here we're speaking of the, you say, the intermediaries, right? The Kohen, right? The Kohen Gadol, the Kohanim, HaKohanim, the priests, or Aharon Ubanayu, Aaron and his son. They are the ones that, as we go to the next chapter over here, right, for this Torah portion, we get into chapter 28. It says, HaKohuna, HaKohuna. In other words, the priesthood. We're talking about the priesthood. And the first item here. So now we actually have one final HaMishkan, dwelling place, topic and subject matter. And that is the 17th item, the oil for the light. Now see, the oil for the light and that central, you can say that central lamp, that near, right, that central lamp right there, the likeness here is also the ark and the centrality of the heart. Once again, we have the heart, right, the theme of the heart, right? This is why it is said in Exodus 28, verse 3, it says, and those, it says, and thou shall speak to all that are wise-hearted, to those who are wise-hearted, whom I have filled with the spirit of chokmah, of wisdom, that they may make Aaron's garment to consecrate him, that he may minister, that he may minister to me in the priest's office. There's a couple of words right here for the disciples, the Haverim in the study, just to note this right here. Now, this once again is pointing to the role of the heart, heartical, right? The heart, as we pointed to with Terum, right? In Terum, we had that heart. Yidreinu Libo, Asher, Yidreinu Libo, all those who are like willing heart, or heart, whose heart so moved them. Right, and also the Mikdash, the sanctuary, a place for he who be who he be to dwell, right, and that dwelling place in the center, in the midst, right, and now the menorah, ha menorah sense, the light sense, right, this illumination and the light sense is a very important connection, further bringing out, we could say, the Hebrew metaphysics. I think the metaphysics is not something way over there, but the practical application. Let's just point to like that, the practical application. Because even with the heart, right, with the heart in the center, it's in the center of the three on this side and the three on that side. If we go over the Ha Menorah, the instruction to what the menorah is, we find that there's three on this side and there's three on that side. So we find that the heart is in the center of what they would call the three sephirot, above in the three sephirot, looking at the seven. We look at the seven, what they call the chakras, the seven seats, the seven wheels, right? Sephirot, we have the heart in the center, just as we have the seven branch menorah, right? The seven branch menorah. And we have that central shaft, the shemesh. It's called in the Hebrew the shemesh, that central shaft. Now we talked about, you know, how, you know, what was the geometric shape, right, of the menorah. We look at that from like a heaven perspective or like sky view downward. Like when we look on the pattern, look at the pattern of the Mishkan, the tabernacle, the Mikdash, the holy place. We look at the pattern, right, and the geometric pattern of the menorah, ha menorah, right, and we see that what's called the Magin David, the six-pointed star. Right, and we see the six, you know, the six triangles on the outside, but then we have the center, right, that center one. So this is the near that we're speaking about, the near, that center shaft, that's the heart. Once again, we have this heartical idea, and it begins off with the fuel, right, the fuel. What is the fuel? Now note that it's oil, and oil, right, the oil Right, the Shemena Zayita Zaka Katita Lamaor, right, this phrase here, pure olive oil beaten for light. Or in another translation, pure oil olive beaten for the light. Now, the idea of beaten is like that refining process. With oil, this symbol here, this masha, this metaphor here, right? We have this simile here, right? We have this this metaphor right here. The oil, a symbol of the Ruach HaKodesh, right? HaKadosh, should we say? HaKadosh, right? The Ruach HaKadosh. And in Moshiach, the connection of Moshiach, Messiah, Christ, the oil-fed light that ever burns, the light of the world. Now we bring this forward to Brit Chadasha and Yohanan, John's Gospel, John chapter 8, verse 12. But here, note what we have here. Here, in this Torah portion, to our picking up with Exodus chapter 27, at verse 20 and 21, just to complete, you know, the 17th item of HaMishkan, and then how it connects with chapter 28, in speaking of HaKohuna, or the priesthood, and the high priest, the Kohen Gadol, and HaKohanim, and his sons, Ubaniel, the sons of Aaron, who are types of HaMoshiach. They are types of HaMoshiach and the Meshachawiyan, and it was types of Christ and the Mitmanan and the believers of the church age. So we split the church age, the Kaha, the Kehillah age, the called out assembly age. So we look at Aaron and his sons, the likeness of Aaron and his sons is HaMoshiach, right? Is the Messiah and the Meshachawiyan, the Nazarenes and the Christians, right? Or those who truly are of the Messiah, right? The believers in HaMoshiach. Alright, so here we look at this typology, and the dove point, the point that doves over, is where this Torah portion begins, right at the end of the 27th chapter, with two verses. Alright, it's a little, but it's talawas, tinishkin gina talatno, tilikno, right? It has a great importance right here, both tilik and talat, in the sense of speaking about what the thing is, but also the person. The person, right, because it's in the tabernacle of the congregation, which is the tent of meeting, which is the third name. So we have three names here being brought out as we study in the Torah. We have the holy place, the mikdash, the sanctuary. We have the mishkan, ha-mishkan, the dwelling place, the purpose of creating that holy place. So he who be, you be to dwell. And then here we have the ohel mo'ed. Right? Speaking of the same, we could say the same place or space, but these terminology points to relationship, points to approach, proximity, points to service, points to responsibility. We're getting further instructions right here, very important instructions that reflect right into the Brit Chadasha, right? But here, we don't have the world. We're not speaking about the world here in this Torah portion, these Torah portions. We're not speaking about the world right here in Tzawah. We're not speaking about the world. We're speaking about the Mikdash, HaMikdash. We're speaking about the sanctuary. It is a question not of testimony in and to the world, but of our communion. We're speaking about our communion and our worship. What is our worship as believer, as be in the living, right? The believer priest, the Kohanim, in the holiest, right? In the holiest. So here we even bring in the epistle to the Hebrews, to be epistle to the Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Epistle to the Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 and 20. Let's go there, Chavarim. Alright, just a couple of, you say, first words, but also in chewing the manna, right? In chewing the manna, and chewing, you said, in chewing the cud, like the clean, like this is a clean animal, chewing the cud. So we have verses 19 and verse 20. Here we have a six item looking at the Schofield study notes right here, a sixth item, but it contains, it says, the believer worships in the holiest, right? The believer, the mitmanan, the one who amen, yay and amen, right? The amanyot, right? Worships in the holiest. Verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood, Hadam, the Dam of Yeshua, by the blood. Now, blood also, we have to recognize what these are symbols of, right? Learning to read the Hebrew and the holy sign language. In verse 20, it says, by a new and living way that he has consecrated for us. Interesting, this word, consecration. Consecration also is a very important theme, the consecration of Aharon and the consecration of his sons. Now, this word consecration and consecrate in this Torah portion sense has the inner meaning, the Hebrew, the true meaning of filling the hand. Let's keep that in mind, of filling the hand, the idea of the ram of consecration, the ram of the filling, the ayel menuim, the ram of the filling. And to fill the hand. So if we look at that sense, even with this sense, by a new and living way that he hath filled and fulfilled, he hath filled, consecrated for us through the veil. Through the what? The veil. Remember the description of the veil? How many veils are there in the tabernacle? How many veils? Right? Through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Then this verse 21, and having an high priest over the Beit El, the Beit El, Beit Elohim, over the house of El Elohim, the Almighty, the true good, the true God. So here, and just looking at some of these basic connections right here, some of the basic connections right here, and the basic rhema word, because in the tabernacle, there are two compartments. There's two compartments. There's two lights. Right, there is the holy place, right, the Kodesh, with the menorah. The menorah we have in Exodus 25 verse 31, and then there is the Kodesh or Kodashim, the holy of holies, with the Shakanyah. Some say the Shekinah, that she dwells, in the true Hebraic sense, the Shakanyah. Yod Hey Weh Yahuwah Yahweh, the Shakan. He says, I am with Shakanti, he who be who he be. So can I be the Shekinah in that sense, but it's his dwelling, Shakanyah, and the manifested Kavodi, Yahuwah, the manifested glory of Jehovah. So these two places in the Brit Chadash are now one. Why? Because of that ripping, that removing of the veil, right, the flesh, the carnal, right, that carnality being passed, the carnal, to be able to see this spiritually. It's important to see, seen, sight, that there are still two lights. There are still the two lights, Moshiach, the light of life. I have this in John's Gospel 8 and 12, through HaRuach, through the Spirit giving light, giving illumination upon the holy things of Elohim, the holy things of the true good, the true God, the holy things of Jah, Rastafari, says the shewbread, the showbread, and the altar of Aishas, the altar of incense. And also there's the Shakanyah, the dwelling of Jah. Some refer to it as the Shekinah. Now on the face, in the face, the panim, the panai, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the face of Yeshua HaMoshiach, 2 Corinthians 4 and 6. Now it's into this twofold light, twofold illumination that we as the Mitmanan, you know, the Amanya Kohanim, the Mitmanan, the believer priests are brought. We have 1 Peter and 1 Petro. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. I, quote, walk in the light, end quote. We are to try to yad in the light, to walk in the illumination, to walk in the light, not merely which he gives, not merely the light that he gives, but in that which he lives. So it's not just to walk in the light that he gives, as the light that he gives, but we are also to walk in the light which he lives. Not just the light that he gives, but the light that he is, 1 John 1:7. But what of the command? What about this command to bring? To bring what? Pure oil. Or in the full, pure oil, olives that's beaten or refined. See, it's what it's made of. See, this is important to even study this right here, and especially see it in the Brit Chadash and also in the practical application, which says the Shemin, right? The Shemin says where Yikohu Eleka, that they are to bring, right? The Bnei Yisrael are to bring to Moshe, right? Moshe serving, you could say, as that pastor, as that bishop, in that sense, as that, you could say, he's a priest on a certain level, yes, but he is not. This is the interesting thing about what role Moshe really serves, right? What role is Moshe really serving right here in relation to Aharon? See, Aharon is the high priest, and the Brit Chadash relationship, he is related to HaMoshiach. And his sons is related to us as the Meshahawiyah, as the Messiah, Isa, Nazarene, even though those are the new name, precious name, yes, sign, new name, Rastafari. But what about the command to bring pure olive oil beaten for the light in Exodus 27:20? What does this mean, Chaverim? All right, first of all, let's break this down. It is oil that is olive oil. It's oil that is olive oil that is pure olive oil. And it's oil that is olive oil that is refined, katit, that is refined. And its purpose is for illumination. Its purpose is for lighting and enlightening. So because our access, I and I access, I and I apprehension, that means being able to grasp it, I and I communion, common union, mawahad, tawahido, right? And I and I transformation, the change are by ha ruach, by the iris, by the menfes, the iris, the spirit, right? So there's an important scripture that brings this out, is Ephesians 2:18, 1 Corinthians 2:14-15, 2 Corinthians 13:14, right? Philippians 2:1, 2 Corinthians 3:18. Now our title, people talk about entitlements, right? You have folks talk about entitlement. But what about our title? Right? Our title. What is your title? What is our title? Our title to his presence, to his face, is Hadam. See, our title, or we can say our entitlement to his presence, to his face, to his perception, right? See, I want to just look at it in the earthly, natural type. I want to see Yeshua. I want to see Jesus' face, his natural face, okay? But it's also seeing his face, in other words, from the Hebraics of it all, and seeing it from his perspective, his way of seeing it, right? That title to his presence is through his blood, because the blood, according to the Hebrew sign language, refers to the life, Ephesians 2:13. But only as filled. So there's the consecration aspect, and the Hebrew of consecration brings out the sense of filling, and the filling of the hands. The filling of the hands. Right? The filling of the hands. So only with the being filled with HaRuach, being filled with the iron, being filled with the spirit. You have Ephesians 5:18. Do we and I and I really, it's when we are filled with the iron, filled with the ruach, filled with the spirit, filled with the menfes, filled with the iron, do we really truly walk, do we really truly trod in the light, in the illumination? Yes, I. Rastafari. Take a Selah.
When they were come in, they went up into an upper room.
Sabbatical study. This Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Thank you.
Shalom Shabbarim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zayin Shigayon le David Asher Shar Ladonai Al Divre Chush Ben Yemini Adonai Elohai.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces, while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
So here, shalom, chavarim, shalom, here the fifth day podcast, upper room of Zion podcast. Here we have today's daily psalm, Psalm 7. It's a Shigayon, very interesting Shigayon. In the Midrash, it's brought out as impulsive speech from the root word shaga, but also can be madness, you know. But here, I'd like to share this Rhema tune. Here we have Landlord Chop Command as the subject of this tune, the Benyamini, right? The son of the Benjamite, right here in today's daily psalm. Wicked man, yes, sir. Fire, hot sir. Come on, bad boy. Come on.
Cajeta Cuyot, Cajeta Cunat. קח את הזיכרונות, קח את החוכמה, קח את האמונות, תרצה אולי כמוני עולם לשנות. קח את הניסיון, קח את ההיגיון, קח את הרצון, קח את החזון, קח את הפסון, קח את השיגעון, קח את העת ביד ויש לך המנון.
Tomorrow is Judgment Day.
Original Justice Man, Champion Song.
Oh, and I'm standing on the front line. Oh, and the Lord asked me what I give it a sound, I would say, Jaja, you know I'll kill them for you. I'll kill them for you.
Today's daily psalm has an interesting superscription, just going from basic low degrees to high degrees. It's a shigayon. Shigayon, some say it's an aberration, a dithyrambic or a rambling poem composition, a shigayon. So we have here in the superscription from the Sefer Tehillim, here we have Mizmor Zain, Zain, or the seventh psalm, the seventh chant in the Psalter, the book of the praises, the Sefer Tehillim, the book of Psalms. Here in the superscription, it says, Shigayon li David asher shar la Yehova al divrei kush ben yemini. Now often this is translated, let's go from the KJV, it says, Shigayon of David, of David, which he sang to the Yahweh concerning the words of Cush, or Cush, the Benjamite. Now let's pause right here. Many have reasoned on this and say, well, where does this right here really come from? You know, in other words, who is this Cush? Some say it's maybe another name to refer to Saul. Now we know that Saul and David, you know, the great, almost like the brothers, it continues the fracture side from the beginning, that fracture side, brother versus brother, because they are both Israelites, they are both Bnei Yisrael, they're both sons of Israel. And also, among sons of Israel, what makes them so unique is that they both are Moshiach. They both are Moshiach. They both are anointed. Saul, Shaul, he's the king. You know, he's the Melech of Yisrael at this time. And Dawid, David, the shepherd boy, growing up, joining the army, so forth, was on the court of David, you know, being circumspect, behaving himself wisely. Right? There's this enmity. Right? When the spirit of Yahweh left Shaul, and an evil spirit, a horrible spirit came upon Shaul. And so this is where many, many of the Psalms, they focus on this right here. But here in the superscription of today's Psalm, we have Cush the Benjamite. Was Saul a Cushite? So some of the theories and reasonings and studies is very interesting. Now what we propose, just briefly right here, what we propose is in the Hebrew sometimes, in the manuscripts, sometimes some letters that we know from the Hebrew and the Asherit, or what's called like the Babylonian Hebrew, the square Hebrew, the later Hebrew, because of the particular shapes of the Hebraic hieroglyphs or the glyphs, the fidel, the shapes of the letters. Some letters are very similar, you know, to each other. We mentioned just previously in a psalm from a couple of days ago, there was the Reish, the Dalet Reish, Dalet, which is the D, Dalet, right, Dalet, the Dalet, and the Reish, Reish is the R. If you look at them in Hebrew, especially in the later Masoretic Hebrew, they look very, very much similar. Now, this sometimes causes one word, and may have, no doubt, among copyists, to be like one letter to be taken for another letter, and maybe a word that somewhat is similar or has a little different turn up or turn down to it, a little different nuance to it. And this is what we have here in the superscription. Because I looked at this, even myself, I said, very, very interesting. You know, it's very interesting that we, you know, would find this to be the case, you know, with the psalm that we have in front of us here today. Now, what we need to do is we need to get the a hard copy of the Book of the Seven Seals, right? Hard copy. We have before us, we have some of the digital, you know, the digital points of reference, you know, with the, you know, technology and everything. But in one particular, I think it's the Yota. Okay, we have it right here. We can get it off of this phone right here. We need to look at the superscription here to today's daily psalm in the Royal Amharic. We have Psalm 7, Mezmor Sabbat, and the superscription here, Sila bin Yamawi, concerning bin Yamawi, Benjamite, bin Yamawi, so, a man of Benjamin, Sila Kuz. So here it has the Zain, the Z, Kuz, not Kush, but Kuz, Kal. Le'egziyaviher, ye zemro, ye dawit mezmor. To egziyaviher, to the stain of the good, the excellent Father, to ha'elohim, to the true good, the true God, the Hebrew Trinity, the Holy Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity. It says, le'egziyaviher, ye zemro, ye dawit mezmor. Yezemro, that which he chanted for and to the sustainer, a psalm of David, which he chanted, a vocal intonation, mezmor. We have mezmor in the Amharic, corresponding to the Hebraic, mizmor, from the zemre, or the zamer, a chant, a vocal intonation, word, sound, power. So here we have, sila bin Yamawi, sila kuzkal, le'egziyavihar, yezemro, yedawit, mezmor. This is in the Royal Amharic, the Book of the Seven Seals. The Negusa Neges Targum, the King of Kings Targum, right? The King of Kings, you say, interpretation, the King of Kings translation. So here, looking at the name Cush, right? Now Cush, if you look at it, we have H3568, Cush or Ethiopia, the name of a son of Ham or Ham, and of his territory. That's the first entry that we have in the Mackelson's Enhanced Strong's, the Hebrew dictionary for the H3568 Cush, the Kaf, the Wow, and the Sheen. And with the K, W-H, that's the Hebrew, the K-W-H, the Kaf, Wow, and the Sheen. And the first entry is Cush, open parenthesis, or Ethiopia, close parenthesis, comma, the name of a son of Ham, or Ham. In the Ethiopic, we say Ham, and then also one's known of Kemet, right, in Egypt, and of his territory. The second entry is this, also an Israelite, go look it up, brothers and sisters, right, in the Strong's Dictionary, the H3568 word is Cush. They have it spelled as K-U-W-S-H, or in the phonetics, K-O-O-S-H, Koosh, Koosh. So we have the Kaf, the Wow, or the Vav, and the Sheen. But then the second entry says, also an Israelite, open bracket, probably a foreign origin, close bracket. So they have this here, Strong's put that probably, a foreign origin from his perspective, and in the Hebrew, you know, so we can go down to the roots, so he turned to people of pure language and beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, maybe the daughters might disperse my suppliants, shall bring my offering. We have this in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 9 and 10, turning to the people of pure language. So here we have the Royal and Hark, the Metzhav Kedus, and the Gus, right, in our studies, so we can get to the real roots. So concerning Cush, who is this Cush the Benjamite? A lot of speculation has been made concerning Cush the Benjamite in Psalm 7, in the superscription of Psalm 7. And this has somewhat led to certain very interesting interpretations, very interesting assertions, opinions, so forth, and so on. Right? Here in the Sefer Tehillim, today's psalm is appeal. It's called an appeal to the heavenly judge. Mamarinya besidet gizeh, in exile, ye sarku so zelot. Besidet gizeh, being in exile, in the time of exile, ye sarku, the righteous or the just, sa'u. Ye sarku so, the righteous, the just man's zelot, the just man's prayer. Appeal to the heavenly judge. Another prayer for protection under attack by ruthless foes. The title ascribes the psalm, the Mizmor to Dawid, to David, as having been composed by him concerning Cush, a Benjamite. The Bible has no mention of him. So in the scriptures, we don't have a mention of this Cush, the Benjamite. But as a Benjamite, he may have been a staunch adherent of Saul, Shaul, because Saul was a Benjamite, Yaman. Saul was a Benjamite, first king of Israel. He belonged to that tribe. We have this in 1 Samuel chapter 9, verse 1. And this Cush, the Benjamite, was active, is thought to be one who was active in the king's pursuit of Dawid, of David. Now, in the Talmud, in the Judaic Talmud, Cush in the Talmud, in the teaching, because Talmud means teaching the Timharit, we say Timharit, in the Timharit, Cush is identified with Shaul, with Saul. And the language of the Mizmor, of the psalm, the chant, it fits closely to the circumstances of that episode in David's life. So we have this here in the superscription right here. So in looking at this particular name, I noticed something interesting. There is Verse, is it 11? Is it 12? In the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, in the Hebrew, it'll be verse 13. But in the KJV, it would be verse 12. So let's go to verse 12 for a moment, and just some hints into what may have occurred. And this really seems to fit, but I pose this for the Havarim and for others to also follow up and, you know, either yay it, you know, verify it, or deny it based on some evidence or based on a reason concerning the evidence that we're bringing forward here. So we have Psalm 7, verse 12. It says, if he turn not, he will wet his bow. He hath bent his slicker. Reading too fast. Let's slow down. Let's come again. If he turn not, he will wet his sword. He will wet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. So here we have verse 12. Verse 12 in the King James Version in the English, corresponding with the Hebrew 13th verse, because of the superscription, counted as a verse. It says, right here it says, Im lo. Right? If he does not, Yashub, if he does not repent, im lo yashub, harbo yiltosh, he will sharpen in that sense, sharpen, to wet, it's a euphemistic English, you know, idiom to say he will sharpen his sword, harbo yiltosh, he will wet his sword, kashto darak, he has bent his bow. Kashto, his bow. Darak, kashto darak. Vaya konenha, Waikoneneha. So his bow, really the darak. I look at that like the derek. Derek is the way. So if it's a bow, and what is similar to a bow and like a path? It's a straightforwardness. So he's straightening out to go along that way. The darak, ashto darak. Here we have bent his bow to straighten out that bow right there. Waikoneneha. And he has prepared, in a sense, according to the Hebrew, her, bringing out. He has prepared her. He has prepared his bow. He has prepared she. He has prepared her. Now, when we look at this word for bow, the word for bow, right, like the bow and arrow, the bow, is we have the H7198. We have the keshet. The keshet, which is like the arch. It's really like the arch, the keshet. Like we talk about the bow, keshet, the bow, the rainbow, the keshet, right, the keshet. Here, Bamarinya, in Kuter Asrahulet, verse 12, it says, Batameles sugin, if he does not repent. Batameles sugin. Im lo yashuv, if he does not turn, if he does not repent. Batamelesu, to return. Batamelesugin. Seifuna yislan. Seifuna yislan. He sharpens his sword, because the sharpened sword, one would wet it. Kestun. So here in the Amharic, we have another Afro-Shemitic root word, keset. Kaset. In the Royal Amharic, we have kaset. In the Hebrew, we have kashto, kastu, kashto, kastu. Tomato, tomato, in that sense, dialects. Right? So we have kashto darak. So we have he, ben, the darak. Darak, like the derek. Darak is to trot, is to go. Darak, to tread, to walk, or to string a bow, right, by treading on it in bending it. You know, when one treads on their bow and bending the keset. Now, the keset is an interesting word, right? The keset is an interesting word. So we're going to focus on the keset in the Amharic, or the keshet, right? The keshet in the Hebrew, the keshet. So we have a sense of the arch. The arch plus the arrow, or the bow, right? The bow. So we have the bow and the arch. Now, when we get to the root of this and we start to investigate this word, some say it is from the H7185, kasha, the word kasha. Kasha means to be dense. Kasha means something to be tough or severe. There's various applications. You know, even when we look at the bondage, that is an adjectival word that's added to that service and that labor with rigor. So when we have it kind of from that form of the word, the kasha. Right, the kof, sheen, and the hey, kasha, means to be dense, to be tough, to be severe, to be cruel, like we have the taskmasters and the bondage. It wasn't just service, it wasn't just employment and service, but it was cruel with rigor, right, in the essence of being tough, dense, but also that bending, right, bending and breaking kind of work. Now, we have another word that's linked to it, and that's the H6983 is linked to the keshet. And this word is the kof, wow, and sheen, which is interesting when we put the kof, wow, and sheen word side by side with the kaf, wow, and sheen. One word would make kush, and the other word would make kosh. Now, kosh is a verb. Kosh is a verb that means to bend. Kosh is a verb that means to bend. Bend is also linked with the word, the H3369, to set a trap. In King James Version, the kosh sounds like kush, kosh. The difference is the click. Kosh, kush. One is a kaf. Kush is a kaf. We get a soft K. And then we have kosh. Kosh is a Q, as a Q sound, but we could call it special K. Right? Kosh. Right? Kush, Ethiopia, the Israelite also, as Strong's bring out. And here we have kosh, and kosh is to bend, right? But it also can mean to set a trap or to lay a snare. So the H6983 means to bend in the first. In the second instance, it can also mean to lay a snare or to set a trap. And then now when we refer to the link to kosh, we have yakosh. Walk with me, Havering, walk with me on this. Yakosh, H3369, yakosh means to ensnare, whether in a literal sense or in a figurative sense, learning to read the sign language in a figure of speech. KJV, we have fowler, like the fowler, right? One who lays a snare, right? To catch birds, in other words, to catch birds, a fowler. So we have Yakosh. Now, again, let's look at the superscription in the Hebrew. In the Sefer Tehillim, to Mizmor Zain, we have Shigayon Lit David, Asher Shah Lai Hoa, Al Divrei Kush, Ben Yemini, Ben Yemini. So we have all upon Divrei, 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 upon all, upon the Divrei, the words of Kush is the way it reads here in the Katib, the Katib, what is written. But really what should be Ara, or the Ere, should really bring out the Yakosh, because here we have the last letter is a Yod, the Divrei, Divrei, Divrei Yikush, Yikush, Divrei, Divrei Yakosh, Yakosh, Divrei Kosh, so the Divrei Kosh, right, bending the vocal. We find that in the seventh psalm, this is a hint, is this word for bow, right? This word for bow comes out in a very important sense in this 12th verse, right? In this 12th verse, it really brings, you know, it brings it out. So we're just putting that on the beamer right there, that where it says, Divrei Kush, right? We have the Dalet, the Beit, the Reish, and the Yod, Divrei Kush. As we mentioned before, there's a haplography, where sometimes one word that begins with a certain letter, right, has a word before it that ends with that same letter, and sometimes in by the copyist and the scribe, that might just get dropped out. It's a reduplication of a letter where it gets dropped out, right? And also we have sounds, like we say kush, kush, and we say kosh, kosh and kush. It's a sibilant, shibboleth sort of situation for the Havarim that understand what I'm pointing to there, where some people will say shibboleth, shibboleth. Others will say sibilant. Where one might say kush easily, but saying kosh, kosh might be difficult. It might not be a part of their mother tongue, right? Kosh. So when they hear kosh, right, they say kush. You know what I'm saying? So the Divrei, so there's two points where we put forward that a possibility is speaking of this Ben Yemini, this son of the right hand, or this Benjamite, was an ensnarer. And another way of saying, like an ensnarer of the Benjamites, that Saul, right, had ensnared his fellows in a bad plan, in a bad idea, right? Because he could appeal to them and say, listen, you're a Benjamite, Jaman, Yaman, right? And David, you know, David is like a Yankee, you know, and we're Yadman. It was like that. I put this forward to one so one can understand the truth. It might seem like an offense, but it's not a sin. This brings out the essence of what we have here in today's daily psalm, and also clarifies certain things that may have been taken as either a mystery or something not fully explained, you know, so that the naysayers will use this and say, oh, look, this don't make no sense. Who is Kush? Who is Kush? You know, instead of recognizing the nuance of the linguistics. Now, the Amharic, as we mentioned already, it has Kuz, which is very, very interesting right there. Kuz, sila bina yamawiso, sila kuz, concerning the words of kuz. So here it has K-U-Z instead of K-U, sheen, you know, kush. It has K-U-Z, kuz, le'ek ziavye zemro ye dawit mezmur. So here we propose the keshet, right, the kashto, kestu, his bow, and then getting to the kasha, one of the roots, and then getting to the kosh and the yakosh, to ensnare, the ensnare of the Benjamites, because this really caused a breach, right, for a long while, this kind of tribalism. And I liken it to the whole Yankee Yardie sort of thing, right? And so hopefully we, Jah people, right, can learn, whether Benjamite or Judahite, to come together, and let's learn from this right here, today's daily psalm, and appeal to the heavenly church. Mizmor Zain. Shigayon le David, Asher Shah la Yahuwah, Al Divrei Kush, Ben Yeminen, 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 Yeminen.
You know we are Israelites. Thank you.
Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zayin, Shigayon LeDavid, Asher Shar LaDonai, Al Divrei Chush Ben Yemini, Ben Yemini, Ben Yemini, Ben Yemini, Adonai Elohai, Elohai.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. See. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God tries the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instrument of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
Shigayon le Dawid, Asher Shar la Yahua, Allah divre kush ben yimini. Shigayon of David, that he sang to Jehovah concerning Cush, a Benjamite. Shigayon le Dawid, Asher Shar la Yahua, al divre kush ben yimini. Yahweh lohai bekach hasiti, hoshaini mikola rodfai, wechatzleini. O Jehovah, my Elohim, in thee, in the eye have I taken refuge. Save me, save I, from all them that pursue me, that pursue I, and deliver, and I live I. Yahweh Elohai, Bikach Hasiti, Hoshaini, Mikola Rodfai, Witchatzleini, Pen Yitorofa, Kaariena Shiporek, Witain Matzil, lest he tear my soul like a lion. Pena Yitorofa, Kaariena Sho, rending her in pieces while there is none to deliver. Porek we'ain matzil. Yahweh Elohai, im asiti zota, im yeshavela bekapo, O Jehovah, my Elohim, Yahweh Elohai. If I have done this, im asiti zot, if there be iniquity in my hands, im yesh avela bikapo, im gamalti sholmi ra'a, we echaltz ori rekam, if I have requited him that did evil to me, tua, im gamalti sholmi ra'a, or spoiled mine adversary to emptiness, we echaltza tzori rekam, yiradof oyev nafshi, we yasega we yirmosa laaretz achayai ukovodi la afar yashke sela, let the enemy pursue my soul, my psyche, and overtake it, and overtake her. Yeradof oyev nafshi, v'yaseg, and tread my life down to the earth. V'yirmosa la aretz chayai, yea, make him lay my glory in the dust. Ukvodi la afar yashken. Selah. Dear Psalmer, pause. Kumah Yahuwah be'apikai nase be'avrota tzorai we'ura helaya mishpat atzuita. Arise, O Jehovah, Kumah Yahuwah, in thine anger. Arise, O Jehovah, in thine anger. Kumah Yahuwah be'apika. Lift up thyself. Lift up thyself in indignation against mine adversary. Hinase be'avrota tzorai, ye. Awake for me, awake for I, at the judgment that I has commanded. Wi'ura helaya mishpat atzuita. Wi'edata lumima te soveveka. Wi'aleha lamaroma shuba. And make the congregation of the peoples compass thee I about. Wa itata leumima te sobeveka, and over them return thou on high. We aleha lamarom shuba. Yahuwah yadina amima shafteini Yahuwah kutzidkiya ua kutumi alai. O Jehovah, who ministereth judgment to the peoples, Yahuwah yadin amim shafteini Yahuwah, judge I, O Jehovah, Shafteini, Yahweh, Kutziki, Yahu, Kutumi, Alai. According to my righteousness, Kutziki, and according to mine integrity, U, Kutumi, that is in me, Alai. Igmar na ra'arishayim, o tikonen tzadika, o bochena libota, o kalayot Elohim tzadik. Oh, that a full measure of evil might come upon the wicked, upon the ratchet. Yigmar na ra'a rishayim u tikonen tzadik, and that thou, the I, wouldest establish, and that the I would establish the righteous, u tikonen tzadik u bochena libota, for the righteous, for the righteous Elohim trieth the hearts and reins. Ubochena libota ukelayot Elohim tzadik. Magini al Elohim Moshiach yishrei lei. My shield is with Elohim. Magini al Elohim. My shield is upon Elohim. Moshiach Yisraelei, who saveth, the one who saveth. Moshiach Yisraelei, who saveth the upright in heart. Elohim shofet atzadika ve'el zo'im b'kol yom. Elohim is a righteous judge. Elohim shofet tzadik, yay, a'el, that hath indignation every day, ve'el zo'im b'kol yom. Im lo yashuva harboa yiltosha kashtoa daraka waya yikoneneha. If a man turn not, if a man turn not, he will wet his sword. Im lo yashuv harbo yiltosh, he hath bent his bow and made it ready. Kashto tarak waya yikoneneha waya koneha, and made her ready. Willo hekina klema veta chitzayo lidolkima yifa'al. He hath also prepared for him the weapons of death, with lau, hekin, kle mavet, yea, his arrows that he made sharp. Chitzayo, le dolki, yif'al. Hine ye chavela vena wehara amala we yalada shaker. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity. Hine ye chavel aven aven, he travaileth with aven, with iniquity. Wehara amal, yea, he conceiveth mischief. Wihara Amal, we Yalad Shaker, and bringeth forth falsehood. Borkara, Waya Yahip Rehu, Waya Yipola, Bishahata Yifal. He hath digged a pit, Bor Kara, and hallowed it, Wayahiperehu, and is fallen into the ditch that he may. Why Yipol Bishachata Yifal Yashub Malo Birosho Wallakadakodo Chimaso Yered. His mischief shall return upon his own head. Yashub Emalo Virosho, and his violence shall come down upon his own pate. We Allah Kadok Odoa Chemaso Yered. Odeh Yahuwah Kitzidko Wazamra Shem Yahuwah Elyon. I will give thanks to Jehovah according to his righteousness. Odeh Yahuwah Kitzidko, and will sing Wazamra, and will sing, will chant Isis Wazamra Shem Yahuwah Elyon, and will chant Isis to the name of Jehovah Most High.
מזמור זין שיגיון לדוד אשר שר לאדוני על דברי חוש בן ימיני. אדוני אלוהי בך חסיתי, הושיעני מכל רודפי והצילני. פן יטרוף כאריה נפשי, פורף ואין מציל. אדוני אלוהי, אם עשיתי זאת, אם יש עוול בחפיי, אם גמלתי שולמי רע, ואכל לצה צוררי רקם, ירדוף אויב נפשי, וישג וירמוס לארץ חגי, וכבודי לעפר ישכן סלע. קומה אדוני באפיך, הנשא בעברות צורריי, ועורה אליי, משפט צידידה, ועדת לאומים תסובבקה, ועליה למרום שובה. אדוני ידין עמי, שופטני אדוני, כצדקי וכתומי עלי. יגמור נא רע רשעים, ותכונן צדיק, ובוחן ליבות וכליות, אלוהים צדיק. מגיני על אלוהים, מושיע ישראלי. אלוהים שופט צדיק, ואל זועם בכל יום. אם לא ישוב חרבו ילטוש, קשתו דרך ויכונניה. ולא הכין כלי מוות, חיציו לדולקים יפעל. הנה יחבל אבן, והרע עמל, וילד שקר. בור קרא ויחפרהו, ויפול בשחת יפעל. ישוב עמלו וראשו, ועל קודקודו חמסו ירד. אודה אדוני כצדקו, ואזמרה Shem Adonai Elyon.
Concerning the matter of Kush. Mizmor Zayin. Hear today's psalm. Mizmor Zayin. Psalm 7. Psalm VII. Shigayon. Impulsive speech. Shigayon. Impulsive speech. Lid David of David. Asher Shar, which he sang, La Yahuwah, to Jehovah, to He who be, who He be, Al Divrei Kush, concerning the matter of Kush, Ben Yamini, the Benjamite, Shigayon, Ledawi, Asher Shar, La Yahuwah, Al Divrei Kush, Ben Yamini, Shigayon, impulsive speech of David, that he sang to He who be, who He be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, concerning the matter of Kush, Ben Yamini, the Benjamite. Hear Hebraically the first verse. Hear in the KJV, the King James Version, usually superscription. It's the superscription right here. Hebraically, the first verse, the Aleph, the first verse. Here, Mizmor Zayin. Psalm 7. And here, Midrash note on Ben Yamini, Benjamite. David uses Kush, Ben Yamini. Cush the Benjamite as a circumlocution for King Saul because of the danger in cursing the name of the king or the king by name. So here, David, according to Midrash notes, he uses Cush, Ben Yamini, Cush the Benjamite, or Cush the Benjamite, as a circumlocution for King Saul, for Shaul HaMelech, because of the danger in cursing the king by name. And here a circumlocution is defined as the use of many words where fewer would do, especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague and evasive. What does circumlocution mean? The use of an unnecessarily large number of words to express an idea had no patience with diplomatic circumlocutions. Evasion in speech, circumlocutions concerning what constitutes torture, for example. So a circumlocution is basically defined, according to the Oxfordian definitions of the English, as the use of many words where fewer would do, especially in a deliberate attempt to be vague or evasive. A periphrasis, paraphrasing, as it were. So Dawit refers to Kush, Ben-Yamini, as a circumlocution for Shaul, HaMelech, King Saul, because of the danger in cursing and cussing the king, HaMelech, by name, Bishem. So the verse here, Shigayon, impulsive speech, Shigayon, LeDawid Asher Shala Yahuwah Ala Divrei Kush Ben Yamini, of David, that he sang to He Who Be Who He Be to Jehovah concerning the matter of Kush, of Cush, Ben Yamini, Cush the Benjamite. This verse is to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere, even in Kohelet, in the preacher called Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought. Gam de madaika melek alatik alel. Curse not the king, no, not in thy thought. Gam, also, gam de madaika. Bimadaika, in thy thought, Melech, the king, Altik Alel, curse not. That is, curse not the Melech, the king who lives in thine own time. Curse not the king that lives in thine own Iowa, thine own time. And curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, the verse goes on to say, and curse not the rich in thy bed chamber. Uwa ve chadreya misha kavka alatik alela ashir. And curse not the rich in thy bed chamber. Uwa ve chadreya misha kavka. That is to say, not even to thyself, cuss the rich man who lives in thine own time, in thy own Iowa. For a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, the verse goes on to read, for a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, shall carry the voca. Okay, and this is key off Hashemayim, your leak. Let's see. Cause you craving. And here, a midrash note on key off Hashemayim, your leak etahakol. For a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, the verse goes on to read, for a bird of the ear shall carry the voice, shall carry the voca, by the raven, what Rav Yirmiyahu, Ermias, Jeremiah said, whatever thou sayest of the king, of the Melech or the Ashir will be carried to them by the raven. The Midrash notes said that the ancients, the Kadmonim, right, they regarded the raven as a prophetic bird. The ancients regarded the raven as a prophetic bird. Or Midrash on Mizmor Zain, Psalm 7, goes on to say, or revealed to them by divination from the flight of birds. And that which hath wings shall tell the matter. The verse here in Kohelet, in the preacher Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, verse 20, goes on to say, and that that hath wings shall tell the matter. Uava Allah kanafim yageda davar. And that which hath wings. O Baal, O Baallah Kanafi, and that which owns wings, that has wings, the owner of the wings, O Baallah Kanafim, shall tell the matter, Yagi, to tell, Dabar, Yagi the Dabar, shall tell the matter. Indeed, for such cusses, even walls have ears. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He, asked David, in saying, according to the words of Mizmor Vav, the sixth psalm, 11th verse. Let all thine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Yevoshu, amod, all mine enemies, may all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Ye boshu, we ye bahilu mod, kol oibai. All mine enemies shall be ashamed, ye boshu, and sore affrighted and vexed. We ye bahilu mod, kol oibai. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked David in saying, may all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Why dost thou cuss? Why does the eye curse? Why dost thou curse mine anointed, mine Moshiach? Dost thou not call Shaul enemy, oibai, oyev, as is said, according to the words of Psalm 18, first verse, Hebraically, superscription in the KJV, David spoke the words of this song in the day that the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul, from the hand of Shaul. Lam natzeach le'avadi Yahuwa le'Dawid asher diber la'Yahuwa et divrei hashira hazot biyom hitzili Yahuwa oto mikaf kol oibai u'miyad Shaul. David spoke the words of this song in the day that Yahweh, that he who be, who he be, that Jehovah delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul. Lamnatzeach le'eved Yahweh le'David asher diber la'Yahweh et divrei hashira hazot b'yom hitzil Yahweh oto mikaf kol oibai u miyad Shaul. David replied, Ribon shel ha'olamim, master of the universe, universal master, do not fetch up against me words spoken impulsively, as though they had been spoken deliberately, 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 deliberately. And here you hear Midrash note on as though they had been spoken deliberately. Here. Do not fetch up. Spoken deliberately. Such as the P.E., the printed edition. Some say the E.T., the edited text is corrupt. A variant reading is the words spoken in malice that thou, the I, bringest up against me were, really, spoken in misunderstanding.
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 As Scripture says, according to Psalm 19, verse 13, who can understand his impulsive words? Shagiot. Who can understand his impulsive words?
Words.
Shagiot. Miyavin. Who can discern errors? Shagiot. Miyavin.
Miyavin.
Miyavin. Who can discern or here, who can understand me, Yabin? Me, Yabin? Me, who, Yabin? To understand, understand, overstand. Me, Yabin? Who can understand his impulsive words? Shagiot, Shagiot. Who can discern errors? Shagiot. Miyabin,
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 Miyabin.
Yes, and Shigayon also. Impulsive speech, impulsive words, but also Shigayon also can be madness. So Shigiyot, who can understand his madness? Speaking to nature, this
Psalm 7.
Right here. Psalm 7.
Mizmor Zayin, Shigayon le David, Asher Shar Ladonai, Al Divre Chush Ben Yemini. Adonai Elohai.
O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. O Lord my God, if I have done this, if there be iniquity in my hands, if I have rewarded evil unto him that was at peace with me, yea, I have delivered him that without cause is mine enemy. Let the enemy persecute my soul and take it. Yea, let him tread down my life upon the earth and lay mine honor in the dust. Selah. Arise, O Lord, in thine anger. Lift up thyself because of the rage of mine enemies, and awake for me to the judgment that thou hast commanded. So shall the congregation of the people compass thee about. For their sakes, therefore, return thou on high. The Lord shall judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, and according to mine integrity that is in me. O let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. My defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He hath also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows against the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, and hath conceived mischief, and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit, and digged it, and is fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High.
In Ami, Yahuwah Yadin Amin. O Jehovah, minister judgment to the peoples. Yahuwah Yadin Amin.
Yahuwah, Yadin, Amin. O Jehovah, minister judgment to the peoples. Yahuwah, Yadin, Amin. Yahuwah, Jehovah, Yadin, minister judgment. Amin. The peoples. Jehovah, minister judgment to the peoples. Hear, hear, today's psalm, Mizmor Zayin, Mizmor Zayin. Hear the 8th verse, Hebraically the 9th verse. Yahuwah, Yadin, Amin. O Jehovah, minister judgment to the peoples. Turn the severity of thy judgment against the peoples of the earth, of the earthly plane. But pronounce sentence upon me, not according to my wickedness, not according to my righteousness, but according to my righteousness. But k'tzidki shafteini Yahuwah, k'tzidki. But according to my righteousness, not according to my perversity, but to that integrity within me, to that integrity. U ketumi alai, to the tumi alai, the integrity, according to the integrity in me, that is in I. U ketumi alai. Yahuwah, Jehovah, remove wickedness, wretchedness, and the wicked. Hear, hear, today's psalm, hear, the 10th verse. Lord, remove wickedness, wretchedness, and the wicked. Remove wickedness, wretchedness, and the wicked. Yigmar na ra'ah rishaim. Oh, that a full measure of evil might come up on the wicked. Yigmar na ra'ah rishaim. Oh, that a full measure of evil might come up on the wicked. Yigmar na ra'ah rishaim. Or hear, 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 Lord, remove wickedness, wretchedness. Ra'ah, the ra'ra, and the rishaim, and the rishaim, and the ratchet ones from the earth, from the earthly plane. And establish thou righteousness, and establish thou righteousness. U tikonain, sadik, and establish tikonain, sadik, and establish thou, O righteous, sadik, O righteous one, establish thy kingdom, thy government, O righteous one of the world. O tikonain, sadik, O sadik ha'olam, ha'olamim, O righteous one of the world. And since thou, the I art one, the one, ahad, ahadu, the one who proveth minds and hearts, the one who proveth minds and hearts, for the righteous Elohim trieth the hearts and the reins. Ubochein libota ukalayot Elohim sadika. Since thou art the one who proveth minds and hearts, who trieth hearts and reins, we know that thou, that the I art a benevolent Elohim. Elohim sadik. Elohim sadik. A benevolent Elohim. Elohim sadik. Rav P. Nachas Phineas said, since we are in debt to thee, to the I, because every night we leave our souls, nafshot, in pledge with thee, with the I, and thou restorest them to us, to I and I. We know that thou art a benevolent Elohim, Elohim, tzadik. Therefore, every morning, every boker, we say, blessed art thou, O Lord, who restorest souls to dead bodies. And here, Midrash notes, authorized prayer book right here, the order of the Torah, direction, instructions on rising. Say, I give thanks to thee, O King, who livest and endures, who has mercifully restored my soul to me. Great is thy faithfulness. Modeh ani lefanecha, melech chai, וקיים, שהחזרת בי נשמתי בחמלה רבה אמונתך.
No one is truly good unless he does good, Rav Tav Yomer said. No one is truly good unless he does good, Rav Tav Yomer said. With what may we compare a man who does good and whose impulses are good? With a bell of gold whose tongue is a jewel? And with what may we compare a man who does evil and whose impulses are evil? With an ill-favored woman who has a fetid tumor growing out of her nose. As for the man who does good but whose impulses are evil, and the man who does evil but whose impulses are good, one is neither better nor worse than the other.
Elohim shofet ha-tzadika ve'el zo'im b'kol ha-yom. Elohim judges the righteous. Elohim shofet tzadik. And El is angry every day. Ve'el zo'im b'kol yom. Elohim shofet ha-tzadik ve'el zo'im b'kol yom. Hear. Today's psalm is more Zain. Here. The Yod Beit, hear the 12th verse. In a Mishnah study, Rav Shimon ben Gamaliel, Simeon ben Gamaliel, he declared, ever since Hahekal, the temple was destroyed, no day is without its evidence of Ha'el's anger. And here, Midrash note, the PE, the print edition, has its evidence. So here this can be read as that in the Mishnah study, Rav Shimon ben Gamaliel declared that ever since Hahekal, the temple was destroyed, no day is without its evidence of El Ha'el's anger. The due of daily baraka, of daily blessing, daily invocation of prosperity and increase comes down no more, so that the tang of fruit, as well as its juices, are gone. Rav Shimon ben Eliezer ben Eliza maintained, quote, ever since the Levitical rules of purity ceased to be observed in Yisrael, among Yasharal, the tang and aroma are gone out of all fruit. And ever since the giving of tithes ceased in Yisrael, in Yasharal, fatness is gone out of all corn. Fatness is gone out of all corn, end quote. Now, the sages declared, quote, fornication and witchcraft have done for all berkot. Fornication and witchcraft and bitchcraft have done for all berkot. Here, a midrash note right here. Here, a reference is to Sotah 9:12-13. Right, and 15 and 2, a reference here on this quote from the sages that fornication and witchcraft and bitchcraft have done for all berkot. All this since Ha'ekal, since the temple was destroyed. As it is said, Elohim judgeth the righteous. Elohim shofet tzadik. And El is angry every day. With El zo'im b'kol yom. Rav Ze'era said, although El's anger is renewed every day, yet each of his previous shows of anger continues. When Rav Acha asked, if this is so, by what merit do we remain alive? Rav Ze'era replied, by the merit of the priestly benediction. And here, Midrash note, also refer to the authorized prayer book, page 53. These words are recited every day by him who conducts the service. These words are recited every day by him who conducts Ha'avodah, who conducts the service, by the merit of the priestly benediction. the priestly barake. Velo hekin kale mavet. He, the wicked, has prepared for him the instruments of death. Velo hekin kale mavet. Velo hekin kale mavet. He has also prepared for him the weapons, the instruments, the kale mavet, the instruments, the weapons of death. Willow hekin, kale mavet. He, the wicked, has prepared for him the instruments of death. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Zain. Hear, the 14th verse, Hebraically. That is, prepared them for himself. Who then are those who burn, referred to in the verse's conclusion, arrows against those who burn. Chitzayo le dolkim yifal. Chitzayo le dolkim yifal. Hear. Those who burn. Dolkim le dolkim. Arrows against those who burn, ledolkim, doth he also provide. Chitzayo ledolkim yifa'al. Here, Midrash note right here. Usually rendered persecutors, those who burn, persecutors, false prosecutors, and taken to mean this by the Rebbanat, the Rebbanim, by the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, in the comment here that follows. Rav Eibel said, they are the wicked men, the dolkim, those who burn. They are the ratchet men who burn with lust, craving desire all their lives. But Rav Jose said, they are the ones who set fire to Hahekal, to the temple. The Rebbanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they maintained, they are the persecutors of the Bnei Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Israel, of the Israelites. As is said even in Lamentation, chapter 4, verse 19, our pursuers chased us, de lakonu, upon the mountains. They lay in wait for us in the wilderness. Ech. Here, Lamentations, chapter 4, verse 19. Kalim hayu rodfeinu, mia nishre shamayim ala heharim, de lakonu abamidbar arvu lanu. For the verse here, our persecutors are swifter than eagles, than the eagles of heaven. Kalim hayu rodfeinu, mia nishre shamayim. They have pursued us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. Al heharim delakunu bamidbar arbu lanu. Kalim hayu rodfeinu mia nishre shamayim. Al heharim delakunu bamidbar arbu lanu. Our pursuers are rodfeinu. They chased us, delakunu. They chased us upon the mountains. They laid wait for us in the wilderness. Al heharim, upon the mountains. Al upon heharim, the mountains, delakunu. Delakunu. They chased us, bamidbar in the wilderness. Arbu, lanu. They laid in wait, arbu, lanu, for us, lanu.
Hine Yehavel Awin, we Hara Amal, we Yalad Shaker.
Behold, he travaileth with iniquity, yea, he conceiveth vexation and bringeth forth falsehood. Hear today's psalm, Mizmor Zain, here he breaks with the 15th verse.
Hine Yehavel Awin,
behold, he travaileth with iniquity.
Hine Yehavel Awin. Yechavel avin, hine yechavel avin.
Yea, he conceiveth mischief, he conceiveth vexation.
We harach amal,
and bringeth forth falsehood. ve'yalad shaker, and bringeth forth and giveth birth to, ve'yalad and begetteth, ve'yalad shaker and begetteth shaker, falsehood. Hine yechavel awein, ve'harach ammal, ve'yalad shaker. Rav Lewi, Levi taught, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when the Holy One, blessed be He, said to Noah, gather to thee two living creatures of every kind into the ark. The creatures came and all of them went into the ark, as is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis chapter 7, verse 15. And they went in to Noah, into the ark, two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. Vayavou ela Noach ela hateva shnayim shnayim mikol habasar asher bavou ruach chayim. And they went into Noah, into the ark. Vayavou el Noach el hateva, two and two, shnayim shnayim, of all flesh, mikol habasar, wherein is the breath of life. Asher ba'u ruach chayim. Vayabu illa noach illa hateba. Shinaim shinaim mikol habasar asher ba'u ruach chayim. When they came to Noach, to Noach, they went into hateba, into the ark, each with his proper mate. Falsehood also came and wished to enter, but Noach said, thou, the eye, canst not enter, unless thou, the eye, find a proper mate. Thereupon falsehood went, Sheker went, looking for a mate, and encountered vexation or mischief. So Shankar encountered Amal, here being translated as vexation, also mischief. And here, just a brief Midrash note on falsehood went looking for a mate and encountered vexation. Shankar, falsehood, encountered Amal. Here the Midrash note says literally a curse, but Amal is also mischief in the sense of the harm intended for others. It recoils on the one with the bad mind and bad intent. So here, vexation asks, whence art thou come? From where comest thou? And falsehood replied, from Noah. When I came and wished to enter Hateva, the ark, the Merkava, Noah would not allow me to, unless I had my proper mate with me. If thou desirest, be thou my mate. Vexation, Amal, asked, what will thou give me? What will you give I? And falsehood, Shankar, replied, I pledge thee that all that I may lay by, thou shalt take. And so it was arranged between them, that all that falsehood might bring in, vexation would take. And they both went into Hateba, into the ark, into the Merkaba. When they went forth out of Hateva, the Merkava, falsehood Shankar fetched everything that he had laid by, but Amal took them one by one, so that nothing remained for Shankar, nothing remained for falsehood. And so falsehood Shankar said, I shall set to and demand something from my companion, Amal, from my companion vexation, from my companion mischief. But when falsehood, Shankar, went to Amal to vexation mischief and said, give me what I laid by, vexation, Amal replied, was it not so agreed that I would take everything thou couldest lay by? Falsehood, Shankar, had nothing, no thing, no ting, mo to say. Falsehood had nothing more to say. Yea, he conceiveth vexation and bringeth forth falsehood. Weharah Amal, Weyalad Shaker, Weharah Amal, Weyalad Shaker. Falsehood breeds falsehood. Yea, he conceiveth vexation. He conceiveth mischief. With harah amal, and bringeth forth falsehood. With yalad shaker, falsehood breeds falsehood. Bor kara vayachiperehu, he has made a pit and digged it. Bor kara, he hath digged a pit, vayachiperehu, and hollowed it out. He hath made a pit, a bor, bor kara, vayachiperehu, and digged it. Here today's psalm, Mizmor Zain. Here he breaks with the 16th verse. He hath made a pit and digged it. Bor kara, vayachiperehu. All the pits that the wicked, the ratchet dig, they dig for themselves. The wicked, the ratchet man, finally falls into the ditch that he made. Into the ditch that he made. Vayipol b'shachat yifal, and is fallen into the ditch that he made. Vayipol b'shachat yifal. Vayipol, and is fallen in the shite. Shachat yifal, that he done did, that he done made. Vayipol b'shachat yifal. His mischief shall return upon his own head. Here, Mizmor Zayin. Here, Hebraically, the 17th verse, right here. Yashub emalo, birosho. His mischief, emalo, his mischief, yashub, shall return, emalo, his mischief, birosho. On his rosh, on his ras, on his own head. Yashub emalo v'rosho. That is Haman's mischief. Haman's emalo. For everything that he contrived against Mordecai was returned v'rosho, on his own rosh, on his own ras, on his own head. Here, Midrash note. See, Hester. Esther chapter 9, verse 25. Esther chapter 9, verse 25. I will give thanks, young for Isis, to Yahuwah Jehovah according to his righteousness, and will sing praise, Isis, to the name of the Lord Most High. Here, today, Psalm Mizmor Zain, Psalm 7, Hebraically here, the 18th verse. Odeh Yahuwah k'tzidko. I will give thanks, Odeh, stretching forth the hands, thanks and praise. Odeh, Awadeh, the Torah, thanks and praise. I giving, Odeh, Yahuwah, I thanking he who he be. According to his righteousness. Odeh, Yahuwah, Wa zamra, and I will sing, I will chant Isis, wa and zamar, mizmor, wa zamra, shem Yahuwah Elyon, and I will sing praise, chant Isis, psalms and Isis, wa zamra, shem Yahuwah, the name of he who be, Elyon, highest, the highest name, the most high, the Elyon. Odeh Yahuwah k'tzidko. Wa izamra shem Yahuwah Elyon. Rav Levi said, when thou fulfillest the promise made to Ainai, in the words, even the words from Devarim, from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, the Lord thy God, Yahuwah Heka, will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, above all the nations of the earthly plane. And here, Devarim, Deuteronomy, the Kaf Chet, the 28th chapter here, the Aleph first verse. Wahayayim shamoa tishma'a b'kol Yahuwah Eloheka lishmor la'esota et kol mitzotayo asher anoki mitzauka hayom ua netanka Yahuwah Eloheka elyon al kol goye ha'aretz. And it shall come to pass, wehaya, and it shall come to pass, wehaya, im shamoa, tishma'a, if thou shall hearken diligently, shamoa, and hearing, tishmoa, and hearing, hearing, and hearing, hearing, and hearing, wehaya, im shamoa, tishmoa, b'kol Yahuwah, to the voice of he who be, Eloheka, the I Elohim, lishmor, to observe, to hedge about, lishmor, la esot, to observe, to do, lishmor, la esot, et kol mitzotayo, to do all his commandments, all his mitzvot, mitzotayo, asher anoki, mitzauka, that I command thee this day, asher, that which anoki, I, mitzauka, command the I, hayom, this day, the day, asher anoki amitzauka hayom, ua netanka Yahuwah Eloheka, that he who be, thy Elohim, will give, u netanka, he will, and in giving to the I, he who be, Yahuwah Eloheka, he who be, thy Elohim, elyon, he will set, the Elyon, the I Elyon, as most high, all upon call, all Goyei, the nations, Ha'aretz, above all the nations of the earth, of the earthly plane, he will set thee high above, he will set thee as Elyon, he will set Yisrael Yasharala as Elyon, as most high, all call Goyei, Ha'aretz, above all the nations and nationalities of the earth, of the earthly plane. Wehaya im shamoa tishma'a b'kol Yahuwah Eloheka lishmor la'esot et kol mitzvotai asher anoki mitzauka hayom ua netanka Yahuwah Eloheka elyon al kol goyi ha'aretz. Praise, Torah, Isis will be sung in all the earth to the greatness of Kavodeka, the greatness of thy glory, thy Kavod. Rav Yehoshua ben Lewi ben Levi said, Joshua ben Levi said, whenever you find a psalm, a mizmor, a chant, Isis, describing the downfall of Harasha, the ratchet, words of thanksgiving, words of Todah, come before the psalm, the mizmor, and words of Todah, Tawada, of thanksgiving after. And the proof? After the words, even in today's psalm, Mizmor Zayin, Hebraically the 18th verse that reads, I will give thanks to the Lord according to his righteousness. I will give thanks to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, according to his righteousness. Odeh Yahuwah k'tzidko. Odeh Yahuwah k'tzidko. I will give thanks, Odeh, to Yahuwah, to Jehovah, according to Tzidko, as like his righteousness. This comes, right, then comes the psalm for the leader upon Gittis, Mizmor Chet. Then comes the eighth psalm up on Gittis. La Menatzeach, Al HaGittit, Al HaGittit. This describes, Psalm 8 describes the downfall of Edom. Psalm 8 describing the downfall of Edom. La Menatzeach, for the leader, the chief musician. La Menatzeach, for the overcomer. Al HaGittit, upon Gittit, upon the wine press, the vine press. And here, Midrash note, in rabbinic exegesis, the term Gittit, wine press, wine vat, this is linked with the downfall of Edom. So vividly described in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 63, verses 1 to 6. Here occurs the image of a man treading grapes in a wine vat. in a wine vat, in a gat. In the Hebrew, the wine vat is the gat. An image that is the clue to the Targum, to the interpretation of Hagitith, the Gitith, as meaning Edom. Edom, the people whom Ha'elahim will crush as grapes are crushed in a wine vat, in a vine vat. More on this in the Midrash on Psalm 8.1. And after Mizmor Chet, Psalm 8, after this psalm comes the words, I will give thanks to Yahweh, to Jehovah, with my whole heart, heartically. Here in Mizmor 8, Odeh Yahuwah v'kol libi. I will give thanks, Odeh Yahuwah, to Jehovah v'kol in all libi, in all my heart, with a whole heart, for holistic heart, heartically. Thus, before and after words of Toda. Thus, therefore, before and after words of Tawada, words of Toda, words of thanks and praise. Odeh Yahuwah b'kol libi, isapra kola nifalotika.
Rastafari calling him Jah, Rastafari calling him Jah, Rastafari calling him Jah. Ima sheli omeret melech hamlachim et gil hareshaim.
Check it now. People drink a lot of alcohol, right? And they get drunk, right? No, when you get drunk, you don't really meditate. You just drunk and you feel miserable. No, when we smoke, it makes you cool. You know, it stimulates your mind and makes you sit down and meditate. Instead, you get foolish. You sit down and then. You can meditate.